Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, I'm Brandon Peoples, Troy Coverdale producing things for us on the other side, and joined by Animal Control Officer Brandon Sokol with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. Brandon, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Brandon got in just before the the rain popped in here, and boy, it's really coming down out there.
Yeah, and then I had pulled up my phone, of course, and looked it up. Looks like we're going to have sunny skies later, so it'll be nice and humid. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about dogs and cars later, but good time to bring that up. You know, when it's so hot and humid like that, if you've got anything to do with your dog, I would just kind of encourage you to make a special trip home with him, her, rather than being out with him, because it just gets so dangerous so fast. We've had a couple calls that we've had to respond to those, and a lot of times you get there and the vehicle's gone, which is like, okay, that's great that they weren't inside for very long, but it really doesn't take very long, you know, for something to get situation to get bad. So we respond to those as fast as we can, and really just try to encourage people to avoid doing that, leaving your pet in the vehicle.
Absolutely. That's just like your children. You don't want to do that because it heats up so quickly in cars, and that'll be a good reminder here. Let's talk about what's going on at the shelter right now. You got Clear the Shelters going on?
Yeah, so it's a national sponsored event. So it's an event that gets a lot of publicity and extra, you know, advertising out there for us. We're going to hit that on Thursday through Saturday, 1 to 5, a couple more weekends. So September 2nd through the 4th and September 9th through the 11th. We're going to discount all our adoption fees. We got a lot of adoptable dogs right now, $50 for adoptable dogs. We don't have any puppies, but if we do, you know, those prices will be announced then. Cats are $25 and kittens $75. So everybody kind of across the board. We even have a guinea pig there. The guinea pig's discounted at a $10 adoption fee as well.
Nice. And these events, how effective have they been for the animal shelter, would you say?
You know, I've participated in a couple Clear the Shelters events over the last few years, and it seems like our population decreases a lot. You know, right now it's a time of year where shelters are really probably struggling with populations, high population numbers, a lot of kittens coming into the shelter. So this is a good chance to get that extra advertising, get some people through the door to see if, you know, this is something they potentially want to go ahead and jump on. You know, if you've been thinking about adopting an animal, this is a perfect time to come in and just kind of, you know, meet them or check out petfinder.com, where we post all our adoptable animals. You can certainly give us a call and ask any questions you need.
All right. Well, and I'm always curious, too, when you say clear the shelter, so you're not, it's not going to be empty necessarily after the shelter, but this, you guys get a lot of dogs and cats and other animals that cycle through here from time to time, so this probably really helps with space.
It helps with space, you know. Our population is always changing. We're getting new pets every day. You know, it's like right now we have 11 adoptable dogs and 16 adoptable cats and kittens, but our total number is 71 animals. So we're going to have, you know, new availability basically every day, new animals coming through the door. So when we get progress, like through Clears and Shelters, where we've, you know, kind of decreased the population, it's surprising how fast that can, we start getting high population numbers again. So you just kind of keep rolling with that. Really just focus on getting good animals out there for people and just get people into the door to see if they can meet them and see if they find, you know, their pet.
All right. Now, I know today you'd planned initially to bring an animal with you here, and I had to change gears on that just a little bit. But with the current animals out there, what are some of those that have been out there a while that really need a home right now, would you say?
We've got a couple dogs like King and Kingler. There's another one, Bo. A lot of these guys, they're just kind of, you know, older dogs, you know, really good pets. They just, you know, maybe have a little lumps here and there, nothing that's, you know, medically too serious, but a nice place where they can go live out their years, probably make a great companion. I mean, there's a couple of these dogs that, you know, we grow really attached to. All of them, you know, they're kind of become favorites, but, you know, the ones that stay there for a while, you get extra attached to.
I imagine so. Yeah. I've had my dog for about 5 years, and there was some lightning there that we just heard in our headphones. But yeah, you develop a bond here. I mean, they become part of your family when you adopt an animal.
Oh, absolutely. Oh yeah. I got a couple cats at home, and it's like, you know, right now they're my life. So
no kidding. All right. Well, there's several ways that people can help out at the shelter, and you guys always certainly take donations.
Yeah, and you know, right now is a great time for donations because we're really struggling with like canned cat food, keeping up with those demands. You know, people don't talk about how food-driven cats are. You know, it's like nothing gets my cat out of bed more than like someone moving around in the kitchen. So you know, for enrichment for cats, you know, cat canned food, treats, those things are great. Also, dog treats. We use a lot of the Kongs, you know, where you can stuff them with some food, put some peanut butter or some Kong cheese on the end of them. We'll freeze those. In the summer, those are great to give to the dogs, you know, when it's all hot, give them some of a cold treat. It's funny how noisy it'll be in one of those kennels, and you go through with those Kongs, and for the next 20, 30 minutes, you won't hear a single noise out of that kennel. So they really enjoy those Kong treats. So, you know, the Kong toys plus the Kong peanut butter or the Kong cheese that we can seal those ends up with and give them some time to kind of try and get those that food out of that Kong toy. Those are awesome. So we go through a lot of those. Paper towels and blankets, you know, anyone that's got old linens, going through closets, you got something that you just kind of thinking about getting rid of. We use those all the time. You know, we give them to our dogs and our cats. So sometimes they get soiled. Sometimes we're not able to clean them as well as we should be, so we're not able to clean them. So then we would like kind of have to get rid of them. So having just a flow of those coming through the door is always really helpful. Those linens, absolutely. You can always make a monetary donation as well.
And now if somebody drops off a donation, let's say it's Sunday evening or something and you guys aren't open, is there a drop box or something you have there?
There's not, you know, we do get donations dropped off by the doors, you know, and we do come in, you know, even on Sundays to take care of the animals. So that's not something that, you know, would discourage someone from dropping, you know, coming by and dropping a donation off. That's not a problem. We're probably still going to have staff around that can take care of that.
Okay. Volunteers. Let's talk about that a little bit. We got a lot of students back in town now for K-State and, you know, maybe that aren't typically here from Manhattan, maybe don't know much about the animal shelter. I imagine this would be a great opportunity maybe for some students to have some extra time on their hands.
Yeah, I think so. You know, we got a new volunteer coordinator, Caitlin Gebhardt. She's doing a great job. She's new to the position, so she's kind of, you know, learning some of these things with us. But we've got a lot of new faces. Things seem to be going very well. And there's a lot of opportunities, you know, from just coming in and spending, you know, a couple minutes in your day doing some chores or coming in, you know, and walking dogs. You have to start going through like an orientation and then you log some hours and then you can get into an animal handling orientation where then you can come in and do enrichment with animals off site, take dogs on walks, get cats out of kennels, you know, take them to their play areas, that kind of thing. I mean, the volunteers are fantastic. You know, we utilize them a lot. We appreciate them just more than we could ever let them know as well. It's also a lot of fun. You know, like you said, students like coming into town, they're not sure about the shelter. We have a fantastic facility. Our staff's all, you know, super great, and our volunteer program's good with all bunch of nice people. So if you're looking to do something like that, I think this would be a good community. Absolutely.
All right. Do you guys ever have anybody foster any of the animals, take them home for maybe a weekend or something like that?
We don't have any fostering opportunities. There are other places in town, like Raleigh County Humane Society, Cat Tails. They do have fostering opportunities. So fostering is something that someone's you know, interested in. I definitely encourage them to look out to those other organizations because that's how they operate. They're able to do what they do based on their fosters and their volunteers.
Okay. Good enough. Brandon Sokol again here with us on In Focus. He's the animal control officer with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter. Just remind people real quick, what's your hours over there?
Yeah, 1 to 5, Monday through Saturday. You can reach animal control basically any time if you have an emergency by calling Raleigh County Police Department. And then animal control is a 7-day-a-week service. So, I mean, if you are having something throughout the day that's an animal control need, by calling Raleigh County Police Department, you can get in touch with an animal control officer.
Okay, and they'll help with just about anything, right? I mean,
well, we will help with we'll definitely give some advice, if anything.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, do you have time to stick around for one more segment?
No problem.
Okay, well, let's take a quick commercial break, and we'll continue our chat with Brandon Sokol here at News Radio KMAN. In Focus continues after this.